Marcy here at Supernova Adelaide with the one and only Walter Jones from the Power Rangers. Hello, Walter. How are you today?
Hello, Marcy. I'm quite well. How are you?
I'm very well. Good. Actually, very happy to meet you.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure to meet you.
It should be. No.
That's the rumor anyway. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Look, I grew up watching you on Power Rangers, so it is a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Question, how did you actually get involved with the show originally?
Well, I'm an actor, you know, and I had an agent.
And as you do.
But the way it works is the casting directors put out breakdown out for a character that they want, and your agency submits you, and I was submitted, and they wanted to see me. Actually, missed the audition the first time because I was doing a show in Florida called Star Search, and I went back to LA and they called me and they said they still want to see you. So I went in and auditioned, and after about 3 or 4 callbacks and meeting with the network, I booked the part.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. Very cool. Considering that now it's 21 years later and here I am, I think it was a good move.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How old were you when you were doing the show?
Oh, that's easy. I was younger.
You were younger.
Yeah,
you won't say
yeah.
an exact age. You'll
exactly,
just say younger.
Right, I was younger.
Not that much older than me. I'm 30. There we go.
Yeah,
that
works.
I was somewhere
around your age. Yeah,
that works. look, we'll be honest. It is a strange. It was a strange concept. It's very new at the time.
Well, actually, it was
our audience.
For your audience,
you know.
Right, yes.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain what I'm trying to get at. It's like you mostly worked, I guess, out of costume a lot. You had stunt people.
Right.
In the full costumes.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes was us as teenagers.
Yeah.
And then the second 15 minutes was us as suited rangers. And a lot of that footage was Japanese footage.
Yeah.
Because the show had actually run in Japan for 20 years before Hans Saban brought it to America.
Yeah, so I liked all of the stuff at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you're growing up, you relate to that stuff. It's
right,
fun.
Right.
And then you get to see fighting and big robots and, you know,
and
strange villains
and
yeah. I mean,
there was always a positive message in every show.
Always.
You know, friendly, you know, anti-bullying and teamwork and
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Which
yeah.
is always a good message for
yeah,
young people.
Absolutely.
And do you actually watch any of it back and, you know, have memories about it? Do you find it weird? Do you find it awesome? It's
I can't say that I've watched any episodes recently. I mean, a lot of actors don't watch themselves on things that they've done. I usually will watch it everything one time or so.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were some episodes that I missed. I think at this point, though, we're doing so many conventions and the fans are so, like, on
yeah.
it. They know it. I probably do need to go back and at least review some of the episodes so I'm a little more familiar with, you know, like, the
yeah.
things that I remember, you know, so.
Yeah, I think the staying power of Power Rangers is pretty special.
Yes.
I still think back fondly, even though I haven't watched it for a long time.
Right.
I have watched the first few movies a few times
yeah.
since. But who doesn't want to do that, right? Chris, would you like to ask Walter something? Because you're very quiet. hold it up.
Basically, with all the news, with the new movie coming up, what are your thoughts on...
Well, I'm excited. It's really interesting to think that they're going to hire somebody to play me. I'm like, that's kind of weird and different, but and excited at the same time. I'm excited to see who it might be. I'm hoping there'll be an opportunity for us to pass the torch in the film. We haven't received
so
any
So still
contracts.
Hoping for those cameo. But,
think that would be... I mean, that's what the fans want.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
it would be a great opportunity to kind of pass the torch. And I'm excited for the fact that it's going to bring new life to the series. I mean, it's still continuing to run after 21 years. It's still running.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just adds to our history. So...
Well, like you say, even though it's been 21 years, the amazing fact that something that kids in the 90s loved and grew up with,
yeah.
like myself, and now we've got a whole new generation being introduced to the next wave. I mean...
It's the most amazing thing that the kids from the 90s are now having kids, and their kids are watching the show, and they go, the parents are going, no, you got to see the real thing.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is. Let
yeah.
me take you back. And on Netflix and you know, DVDs, they're like introducing them to the originals, and they also fall in love and then watch it from the very beginning all the way to, you know, 21 years later to the newest cast. So that's pretty amazing. That, I mean, that really, it really does kind of make us iconic, which is a strange thing to say, but very
cool. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since then, what have you been doing? I mean, some people may only know you from this, so what
I continue to act. I've done, I've worked in television and film for 21 years. Mm. I do everything from voiceovers to television, commercial, film. I worked on lots of different projects, from The Shield to CSI to Disney shows, Brink and Mighty Med and, you know, Parrot Kings, different things. I've done films and voiceover. I worked this year on Neighbors and Divergent and Get Hard and, you know, a number of other films. So I even did, I've done episodes of, I just saw it. Oh, God, I can't. Hunger Games. Yes, Hunger Games. I've done episodes. I mean, I've done, not this last one, but the one before I worked on that, voiceover-wise. So I stay busy, and right now the cons have also have us traveling around the world, so that's exciting. So I'm enjoying meeting the fans and getting out and exploring.
Just with that voiceover, an interesting change from the live action and into that. How do you find going into a booth? And
well, it's very challenging. Yeah. I mean, because on camera you have the ability to show without words what you feel and what you think and how you react, and you don't have that when it comes to voiceover.
Yeah.
So although it's easier because you don't also have to repeat physical movement, but you do have to express yourself vocally and get everything across that way. So
is that something that a lot of stars are doing, tending to do from live action into the...
Well, you know what? I think this is what it is. It's a very difficult industry.
Yeah.
Only 15% of all professionals, those are actors in the Screen Actors Guild, make a living.
Mm.
Hear that. 15% of all professional actors make a living. So there's 100% of actors out there, poor, starving, having a hard time working for other jobs. 15% make a living. 3% are doing really well. 1% are the stars. So it's very difficult and very highly competitive industry.
Yeah.
And even if you get a big break, even if you worked and you have a long resume, doesn't necessarily mean
it's
you're going to work.
It's not a guarantee.
Yeah. So,
well, you, it sounds like you've been really busy and working hard.
I've been blessed, and I'm happy about that.
I think we have a fan waiting, so we might wrap up the interview.
But nice to meet you.
Congratulations. You didn't mention
Brisbane.
Oh, yes. Everybody, meet Walter and Austin St. John at Brisbane next weekend.
Brisbane, come to Supernova in Brisbane!
Brisbane, yes.